This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, April 11th. 2014 here at Gillette Stadium for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast, where Paul Perillo is going to update you right now on all the moves made by the Patriots this week. All right, we're going to call it a week here. We'll talk to you next Friday. No, the Patriots did not make any moves this week, other than a few ties, reports of pre-draft workouts, which are quite common for all 32 teams this time of year.
Correct.
Not a whole heck of a lot going on with the New England Patriots. And that leads us to the topic of the day, which was presented
by Raytheon
and Paul Perillo. What does this team need to do moving forward, Paul? What moves need to be made? What positions need to be addressed when we do one of these future Roster Report podcasts that has not yet been taken care of?
Yeah, we are inside a month now before the draft, so we're starting to get to the nitty gritty. We will start our, continue our draft podcasts next week. We started it on Wednesday. We're going to look at every position. The one that stands to the top to me remains an edge guy, a pass rusher. I think they need to improve the pass rush. I think they have to find a way to make the better teams, like Denver last year in the playoffs is the glaring example, a little bit more uncomfortable when they're trying to throw the football.
And in that light, Will Smith visited here this spring, and reports have indicated, now, take it for what it's worth, Pro Football Talk was the one reporting it, that the Patriots still could end up signing Will Smith and are considered sort of the front runner there. Does Will Smith fill that void, in your opinion, coming off a year which he missed with a torn ACL?
I would still like to see them go that direction in the draft fairly early. Maybe it doesn't have to be a first-round pick, but I do like the idea of a guy like Will Smith as a veteran.
Top 42, you'd be happy?
Yeah, well, anywhere, in the first couple of rounds. 42 sounds like a good number to me. Of course, we're sort of insinuating that, perhaps
trade
a trade down could happen, as the Patriots are wont to do. But I do feel
like Bill Belichick.
I do feel like the Will Smith is an adequate veteran pass rusher. He's not the top, it's not Jared Allen, which we all lust
for. But I give you a depth chart of Chandler Jones, Rob Ninkovich, Will Smith, Michael Buchanan,
and, okay,
and one more,
yeah,
maybe,
and
whether
and
it's
okay
Beckett or
I'd
rookie.
I'd like a young guy to come in that, instead of a young seventh round guy, maybe a young second round guy who might be able to develop. But, you bring up Michael Buchanan, he found a way to get some reps last year, so perhaps they have some designs on him being a bigger contributor in 2014.
He quickly leapfrogged Jake Beckett and was in the mix with veteran Andre Carter even when he was here, whereas Beckett became a non-factor after the Carter signing. So certainly there is something to build upon for Michael Buchanan.
Do you have a position?
I still go with safety and tight end as two spots where I believe
both.
Belichick. We don't have to play a game today, but if we did, we could field the team. Could we? Who's starting at safety and tight end, Bill?
I don't know who's starting at tight end. Probably the Who Man, because I don't think right now Gronk would be able to. But
so we're not going to be throwing to the tight ends early in the year.
But we know, Daron Harmon played last year, and we both liked him. We didn't love him.
Like him, don't love him.
We didn't love him, but we both liked him. So my guess in the Bill Belichick theory of we could field the team if we had a game today, it would be McCourty and Harmon.
Yeah, I'm not in love with either, and I still have questions about the safety position, much like I did when Steve Gregory was out there. Are you getting what you want out of that? And I know it's cliche, they need a big guy who can hit and make people regret coming over the middle. That doesn't really happen anymore, but I do think they need a little bit of a thumper, a strong safety type, and I'm not sure that Harmon is that. And that's why I've sort of, as everybody knows, Deion Buchanan, a bigger, strong safety type.
As a
potential draft pick, again, a second round pick, a tight end in the second round, which is why I'm not opposed to, we joked about it, trading down. It seems like there are some interesting targets that could come in the second, even quarterback could be a second round target if you really go high in a Mettenberger or something of that nature. So the trading down is an interesting topic as we move forward over the next month headed toward the draft and as we look to fill needs. But I certainly think the three we just talked about, tight end, safety, and pass rusher, are legitimate top of the depth chart needs.
Yeah.
Because we know there is virtually no chance in the NFL that 2 years in a row, two defensive ends play 95-plus percent of the snaps and are out there every week. You know, we had Rob Ninkovich on our show, PFW in Progress, last week, and he talked about, I haven't missed a game since 09. That's great, but I still feel very much...
So you miss a game.
Right. I feel very much uncomfortable thinking those two can recreate what they did last year, regardless of whether they wear down or not. Just the fact, can they be out there for 16 games? So certainly pass rush is in the mix. I'll give you the opportunity. Who? Who you like?
Oh, who do I like in the pass rush? My guy has been D Ford all along. But not sure he's going to be available at the bottom of the first round.
Pat's D up for PFW?
Yeah, I said this on PFW in Progress, and I might be guilty of overrating one game. I thought he was dominant in the BCS title game against Florida State, and he really flashed. I liked him against Alabama. Those are the two games that Auburn played that I saw a lot of. But I loved him against Florida State, and that's a high level of competition. I don't know, maybe that's not him all the time. He's one of those sort of outside linebacker types, defensive end, hybrid, and I'm not sure exactly what his role will be. But I do like the athleticism there, and the kid from Missouri, Ely, that a lot of people think could go in the top 15 or be available in the second round. He sort of has a wide range as well. I like Ford better than Ely. But
Ford and Ely, okay.
I like those guys.
Okay. And I'm on the record. We all know Buchanan. I'm in love with him. As you said, someone should call James Sanders and ask him how, so he can tell Buchanan how to deal with this safety lust from Andy Hart.
And you know, further adding to the positions, I thought we had a conversation on Thursday on PFW in Progress where we talked about literally any position could be, you could talk yourself into any position. I said, with the exception of quarterback. And I think they'll take a quarterback in this draft at some point. I just don't know exactly where, but I could be talked into any position with that first pick, first two picks. I think there's a need, a legit need, anywhere.
Well, you look at
the lines, both sides, running backs, the wide receivers, the tight end and safety and rushing that we've already talked about. Linebacker has very little depth, but beyond the three guys projected as starters. So I think you could really talk yourself into anything.
On some level, it's not just a one-year scenario. It's a two-year window you have to look at. And you look at a lot of positions, backup quarterback, running back, defensive line. There are reasons to believe all those jobs could be open. Both running backs, Vereen and Ridley, free agents after this season, could be gone. Vince Wilfork, Tommy Kelly, could be gone after this season as aging defensive line type guys. So, you know, guard, Dan Conley is a guy, could be gone after this season. So there are certainly spots that may not be immediate needs, but are certainly needs within the next 2 years that you might have to fill. And I know a lot of people have sort of gotten on the running back bandwagon that they could take a second, third round running back to sort of augment that position for this year and moving forward. So you're right. You know, as
Jeremy Hill is my guy there, by the way.
Okay, Jeremy Hill. As we talked about the other day, tackle may be like one of the few spots where you say, if you look at it on paper, they have Vollmer tied up. They're gonna tie up and do that option with Solder at some point, I assume.
If you have two young guys, they're probably gonna
or an extension.
Extend him, so.
And you even have Cannon, who you seem to feel comfortable as a backup tackle. So they have three viable starting options there. You can't say that at a lot of positions. And so I think that might be the one spot. But, you know, we even went down to kicker. The kicker's contract could be up. You might need a kicker. So top to bottom. They need players.
Should make up for a fun draft weekend. And, you know, like I said, we're less than a month away at this point.
But Paul Perillo has targeted a pass rusher. He's targeted D Ford.
The three positions that we talked about, I think, are all, you can make a very strong argument for any of them. You know, pass rusher, safety, tight end.
And we'll probably make a strong argument for all of them over the next month as we do these podcasts.
We like to cover all our bases.
Also, the Prospect Podcast and PFW in Progress. We have a month to go, a little less than a month to go, till the 2014 NFL draft, when the Patriots may pick 29th. They may trade up. They'll probably trade down. Might be a draft party where they, again, don't actually see a player get selected. But that's okay. It'll be interesting. It'll be entertaining. And it'll help the team because, as Paul says, there's needs still to be filled. Until next Friday, for Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast where we talked about everything and anything except a roster move. Peace out.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com.
Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.